From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In case you're wondering why the mention of things like high-speed broadband in amateur radio news, it is the reality that only 20 years ago, we were excited by having access to wormholes for sending AX25 packet global. Today, modern communication network use the internet, satellite and radio, whatever does the job. Amateurs are seen by many as technologically poor cousins in this world. Why should we worry about commercial infrastructure such as electricity supply? Like many parts of our life, control of switching these devices depends on solid-state technology, at a commercial standard. Such things as strong solar flares can interfere and damage the non-hardened technology. Military services are hardened to withstand the major effects of ionizing radiation. 30 years ago, amateurs with deep pockets could add 8-bit computers to the shack. These days, there would be few shacks that don't have computing integrated into the shack and possibly the home network. Portable devices are offering convenience and economy. Whole areas of amateur radio would not exist without the ubiquity of the computer. Technology has changed and our hobby has been changing. The question remains, where does amateur radio fit? It has limited pertinence to health and safety for the most part, and yet is integral in specific activities. Do we know ourselves, or are we floundering, looking for a new identity, or just a facelift? Should amateur radio be allowed to die quietly? Or can we still feel the challenge to revitalise and move with the times? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Castledine in North Brisbane, it is transmitted on 7.130 MHz, following the national WIA News 9 a.m. Sundays. I'm Paul, VK4, Bravo Golf Tango.
Now that the new year is underway, here's a timely reminder for members and friends of Ipswich and District Radio Club that the club gets together for two meetings each month, a social meeting on the second Monday and the business meeting on the fourth Monday. Owing to the holiday season, it was decided that the first meeting will be an ordinary business meeting and will be held at the usual location at the clubhouse in Deeming Street, Monday the 27th of January from 7:30 p.m. The club will again this year be encouraging anyone who's been toying with the idea of getting their amateur licence to come and say hello. Study classes for the foundation, standard and advanced licence, as well as examinations, occur on an as-needs basis and are conducted by club volunteers. You'll find more information on the club website. vk4wip.org.au. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Ingham and far north Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA national news at 9 a.m. local time Sunday mornings. I'm Felix Sherry, VK4FUQ.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club, this is Gordon, VK4VP. VHF-UHF Summer Field Day. The VHF-UHF Field Day was a success for SCARC. In attendance were Robert, VK4LHD, Hines, VK4BZT, Richard, VK4RY, Ches, VK4WT, Don, VK4FAAR, May, VK4IMH, and Lester, VK4ALH. Visitors were the Brendan Twins, VK4FADI and VK4HIA, more on that later, Glenn, VK4FSCC and Rex, VK4REX. Sadly, Mike, VK4YFL, was not able to provide one of his legendary repasts, but we struggled through nonetheless. We were lucky to have Robert, VK4LHD's microwave equipment on 2.4, 3.4, 5.6 and 10 GHz. These boosted our score very nicely. Unfortunately, Robert's 10 GHz transverter could not be made to work. Although all seemed okay, with healthy receiver noise when switched on, no signals were heard. We'd arranged skeds with Doug, VK4OE, and searched for the two local beacons to no avail. Rex, VK4REX, loaned us his 10 GHz transverter, which was hooked up to Robert's 40 cm dish, and we finally exchanged numbers with Doug. Robert was told when he bought the 10 GHz gear that the IF was definitely 144 MHz out for 10 GHz in, so that is how he had it set up. After checking everything several times over, he decided to see if the IF was in fact 145 MHz. Bazinga! Suddenly signals were heard. It was too late to use the setup for the contest, but he did finally complete a two-way contact with Doug with his 10 GHz gear. The weather was good, nothing was forgotten or broke down, and a good time was had by all. February meeting guest speaker. The next general meeting, which is being held at 7:30 p.m. on February the 4th, will feature a talk titled Amateur Radio's Finest Hour, How the Pioneers of a New Hobby in the 20s and 30s Fought and Won a Deadly New Electronic War in the 1940s. This is being presented by Tony, VK4TLA, and details the involvement of amateur radio operators in the Second World War. These operators were either licensed amateurs or radio enthusiasts who could read CW and understand the intricacies of shortwave radio. This will be an interesting talk. The twins. Well, in SCARC there are two members called Brendan. Brendan, VK4FADI, and Brendon, VK4HIA. This does cause some confusion on air, but we can differentiate them as one is a standard call and one is an F call. Well, not for long it seems. Brendan, VK4FADI, may soon also have a standard call thanks to his efforts last Sunday sitting the standard exam. Congratulations, Brendan. Or was that Brendon? Well, until next time, this is Gordon, VK4VP.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Good day from the Atherton Tablelands. This is Dale, VK4DMC for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, TREC, in far north Queensland. Well, welcome to 2014. TREC is getting ready for a big year with lots of interesting and fun things planned. The main event for the year, 2014, is the celebration of 100 years of amateur radio in Queensland. On the 7th of February in 1914, the first amateur radio licence issued in Queensland, X-Ray Quebec Alpha, was licensed to Marcus Brims, right here on the Atherton Tablelands. TREC is commemorating this milestone in our wonderful hobby by establishing a station and contacting hams around VK and worldwide on the 7th and 8th of February this year using the call sign VK4XQA. More on this special event in next week's WIA National News. The VK4RHT repeater is nearly ready to go up on the Hand Tablelands, northwest of Atherton. Trevor, VK4ZFC, is busy fine-tuning the cavities and hopes to have them ready in the very near future. The frequency for the repeater is 146.675 with a negative split. Well, that's your lot for this week. Once again, don't forget to visit the TREC website at www.treclub.org.au for club information and news. This has been Dale, VK4DMC. Travel well.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.